You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com. Trigger warning. Some people may find topics discussed in this episode difficult. Please proceed with caution. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae. Find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tease, T-E-E-S. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 87 of Frankie Files Podcast. I'm Frankie Tees. I'm on this journey for the sake of myself and every American cult kid. If international applies, great. But we're seeing how the mental programming that was used by the advanced sciences, arguably the most advanced on the planet, by the CIA. They use these crazy techniques that are like cult leaders on steroids of steroids. Everything we feared or imagined seems to be happening to Kathy O'Brien in this true life account. Her autobiography in Trance, the true story of a mind control slave, is incredible, and I want you to start on it. We're getting into chapter 8. If you haven't already started, go back and start listening from episode 79. Now, if I'm going to keep pace with the May ending of reviewing this book, I need to cover 4 chapters per episode. And that said, get the books at trance-formation.com. Trance, like being in a trance, trance-formation.com. The link is also in the show notes. Now, we've been through the sale of Kathy by her father to the secret mind control program called Project Monarch of the CIA. Conditioning, prostitution, electric shock, beatings, family abuse were all continuous. Everyone in her world was complicit. Note here to cult kids, CSA survivors, this is really the part I've struggled with. How many times have we told ourselves, oh, come on, this is crazy. No one follows me. This date isn't some torture for leaving my master. This is just life, right? No, they're all nuts. These perpetrators, these pedophiles, these people who abused us. The control is forever. They think they own us. And in Kathy's case, there was our cash in exchange for her. And Kathy painstakingly goes through how they maintain the illusion that this is normal. Everyone abuses their children. Every priest forces blowjobs on girls at confessionals. The added dimension is coming into play now. So a note here that this book was intended for testimony to federal court in the United States to show the abuse they played out on Kathy. How many people were complicit, and she names names. I'm not naming all those names. You can read the book. The judge ordered it inadmissible for reasons of national security. So she has the book, and she decided it's phenomenal. Her and Mark Phillips, may he rest in peace, took the testimony that the judge refused to hear and placed it in book form, giving it to members of Congress to read because their testimony wasn't allowed to be heard. That's amazing. So this is all vetted material. There's no conjecture on Kathy's part, and it's been completely confirmed as in a testimony with the clean agents and the Border Patrol that were cooperative. So the times, dates, and names are the testimony of a person who thought she was under oath, making it incredibly shocking on top of the telling of the story. It's confirmed. It's a real story. She's the witness. NASA has been in her life for the mind control programming since she was entered into the Project Monarch program that her father sold her into. So she's always been dropped off while her family, say, went to Disney. When she was at Cox Place in Louisiana, he always had to drop her off for mind control programming. And this has been there all along. After severe torture and barely surviving Cox, the serial killer for CIA, Kathy is brought to the road with the country music entertainer Alex Houston. In Chapter 11, we enter her world touring with Alex Houston. He drags her around the country, and her daughter is now in tow. Little Kelly, very young in her infancy. Where does she live now? Remember, they set up a mock marriage to Alex Houston, the man who's in the country music business. And she really belongs to Senator Robert C. Byrd. Byrd's large residence is a place he tortures Kathy further as she does intensive hard labor, day in and day out, and is calorie restricted to 300 calories per day. It's starvation. And again, this topic is not for kids. If they are in earshot, push pause, get the headset here now. You returned? Okay. This sick fuck, Byrd, made her count his semen as calories under the 300 for the day. Those forced blowjobs counted as food. Now, these are sadists. These people are sick as the film Centipede. Let's really understand who these pedophiles are. I know I am. Thank you, Kathy. I mean, though my abusers shocked me, and they did, I'm getting familiar with the thinking of these people. Once we really see how they think, we can warn the youngins. These pedophiles have a script. They're following a white supremacist agenda. There is a formula for enslaving a human. And there are no chains needed. This enslavement uses our brain for control. Kathy names so many locations that Houston tours through, and it doubles as a CIA drug muling location when he appears. Double duty. For the CIA had at that time, and we're in the 80s now, taken over the drug industry and guns, fueling war and agendas that they didn't report. Black ops. And the cash flow when needed for everything. Power. Kelly, Kathy's daughter, and Kathy were now robotic and had been tortured into full compliance. This worked in two ways, opening brain compartments for secret storage, programming, messages to others, sex porn preferences, and more. The duet were tortured and raped together. Alex Houston, traveling with his much younger wife and her daughter, is the cover story. A poignant line I took in early Chapter 8 was a quote from Kathy's father. Quote, spies like singers and actors are made, not born. These entertainers have endured much of the same programming as I, Kathy says, to permit them to carry out government operations in the course of their travels. How? One way was Norwegian Caribbean Lines, cruise ships from Miami, Florida through Caribbean and Mexico. That worked for drug trafficking. So much of cults are actual criminals. And one thing about this story is we are told the story from the slave's perspective. The backstage where they feigned many positions, high level in society, in and out of the government. There were no lines. Religion, politics, education, economics, those were all involved in this trafficking. When someone works or lives in an area, they can get things done for this group, which involves all agencies of the U.S. government. The trafficking involves all stations. They've got a guy everywhere. Through all of this, they installed training in Kathy's subconscious mind to get it done. So she's properly entertaining the heads of state, dignitaries, I use that term loosely. These people have no dignity. Shudders there. She was a drug mule and a prostitute against her will, and they had fun with tailoring her to the important ones for ultimate pleasure. They also continuously made porn of her. Non-consensual, of course. They were getting money off of her in every single possible way. Nothing went unused or wasted. A no-waste society. That very much sounds like our cult, doesn't it? Enter your name here. Now, I want to talk about that NASA programming. Yellow Brick Road, Oz, and now to introduce Mirror Reversal Interdimensional Air Water Mind Control Themes. Quote, used on Kathy by NASA and the Jesuits, they insisted that there were holes in time that planes, ships, people timelessly go into and appear in another dimension. Continuing from the quote, some into the sea, the deep blue sea, the fabric in space. Aliens come through an epicenter in Atlantis. Holes in the fabric of time were due to wear of travel. End quote. Locations of exchanging the product and preparations had a route through the South with churches, military, and ports involved. What's the product? Cocaine and heroin. She cites a game of tennis at a club where she met with Jimmy Buffett, a CIA operative, another revelation among many that I don't name. Buffett was called her tennis instructor, a point man for uncle, quote marks. Key West was a connection point to the Caribbean and Cuba at that time. More drugs, cocaine as usual, which she has seen in pounds, unprocessed, cut and snorted, and a liquid spray used on her throat to make sure that the men can use her throat as a sex hole. She names Loretta Lynn as another slave in the business of country music. The road manager of Loretta Lynn, Ken Riley, is named as a best friend to Alex Houston. Another humiliating pimping to Riley goes well because they've trained her to satisfy these men or die.
You're listening to the Frankie Files.
Frankie Files Podcast.
FrankieFilesPodcast.com.
A diamond in the rough was a term they used for a multiple personality disorder, dissociative identity disorder slave in the works, still being tortured and programmed. The audacity that they kid name them shows the impunity with which they act. And men are there in all the right places to make sure of the plausible deniability or safety being no admittance for reasons of national security. Chapter 9. We're going to meet the all-American pro-war Republican president. The TV star, the rosy-cheeked all-American guy married to a woman who used astrology to predict the White House's next move. Because of her previous experience with another president, which had been a pedo porn using her in bestiality child porn films, with the blessing of her father, she was petrified of the White House. Her last experience was with him. The president, the rosy-cheeked man who people think of as wholesome, greeted Kathy, the slave, with admiration, having seen her in porn films used for indoctrination. Those she was forced to make, how to create a sex slave, and how to divide a personality. A moment here. Kathy is excelling under knife point. No matter what any of us think of porn, I can't even imagine this. And then they want her fucking signature. They act like she's a star. She's never had a choice from birth. Her father made sure she could never escape. Nowhere to run. Many of us have experienced this programming. Now it's with presidents, as she is a presidential model. Category we learned in the last chapter, which Marilyn Monroe was in. As she was accessed through hypnotic words and programming, the current 80s president stood and unlocked her with his eyes and words. This president saw the slave Kathy and her daughter were enduring as a, quote, opportunity for those who otherwise would have nothing in life. Quote, multi-generational incest, abused children, previously impoverished baseball players from third world countries and slums, are provided an opportunity to be all that they can be, utilizing their talents to maximum potential, end quote. The president droned on. There was that whole human potential thing. How come human potential now sounds like How to Serve Man, that Twilight Zone, where it turns out that it's a name of a cookbook, How to Eat Man by aliens? Yeah, double meaning stuff. Senator Byrd prostituted Kathy to the 80s president that night, and the explicit hobbyist language used about what she is programmed for is blush-inducing. Wow. This is what they spend time doing in their elite towers. This famous Republican president used and participated in child porn, bestiality, and the funding from it for covert operations. Oh, they even used his first name in the videos he encouraged everyone to make for their secret friends. She recalls films made in Tennessee, Florida, the Caribbean, and California. Kathy is dealing with the porn creator for this president who talks of what life would be if he owned her. He had Italian mafia roots, and the pornographer discloses that baseball games are fixed using the same mind control techniques that Kathy has used on her by Tommy Lasorda. Oh, that sucks. My grandma was a Dodgers fan, and I've been all my life, being from LA County. It seemed natural. And yet I've seen the World Series games be thrown. It's always like, he never drops the ball. And some guy's career is tanked. Meanwhile, the bet was fixed, and Lasorda and others won big, mystifying the little people. Kathy mentions the president even created a database just for baseball in her mind. This included hand signals to control mind-controlled baseball players that they owned. This president gave her mandatory breast implants and updated her base programming using Lieutenant Aquino again for his perversions. He needed modifications of Kathy. The president believed this is how the masses should be controlled, as we have heard so many of these awful people believe. They know best, right? Oh, Whitey. Her new programming included how to entertain the troops, which meant that she was later prostituted at times when troops were entertained. The president even programmed an override to make sure his programming was on top of others. Seems like the floating app feature. Override. So sick. And when you hear the name of the vice president to Bush Jr. in this book, you're going to get the gut punch. I now understand that he's one of the cruelest men to ever be on this planet. Before the presidential model, who the president had overhauled, went to entertain the troops, the man who was later vice president of Bush Jr. brutalized Kathy in what I cannot understand her enduring. These impending demonstrations take the low even lower. This episode is brought to you by my Teespring store. Just find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tees, T-E-E-S. I'm now on Teespring and Printify. There you'll find the links. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae, with some whimsy thrown in for good measure. See Frankie Tees on TikTok and follow the free coloring download project too. It's survivor therapy. So yeah, get a tea from Frankie Tees. T-E-E-S. The sadist known as Aquino, you know, the guy friends with Jesuits and NASA and Satanism. Aquino, the lieutenant colonel in the military, he was going to take Kathy on tour to the troops, and on command, he trained her through mind control. She'll insert an electric cattle prod into her vagina, going completely against her own will. The demonstration was to show what mind control can do and their advancements, basically bragging. Worst part, they were proud of this Metropolis scenario. Demonstrations under the future Vice President of Bush Jr.'s commands lasted 3 years. Aquino toured her around to the troops, Army, Navy, Air Force, NASA. He bragged while switching her personalities. Chapter 11, the year is now 1985. Kathy goes through details of the president's operations to move cocaine through various contacts who are familiar with the right keywords to access secret information from Kathy as a high-class prostitute / spy, carrying coordinates and secret messages. As she's raped, they electrocute her to erase memory of who and what is doing it. Then, that opens compartments for storage of secret information. The game is repeated over and over at high intensities as she is moved upward in the chess game as a pawn. No exception when she's sodomized and electrocuted by Philip Habib, a contact Houston takes Kathy to meet. Multiple businesses were conducted and the brutal rape. The fact that this is how they use her never ceases to amaze me. So during this section, they continually inform Kathy that she has been selected and how amazing she is. All the while, they've wiped her free will from the planet. The attitude by these white men is that their plan is genius and it will save humanity. The fact that women and poor are destitute in their plan shows the vicious nature of the endless pursuit of power. As Kathy recites her horror, it becomes even clearer that the racist, eugenic white agenda is incredibly insidious, with many views aligning with a myriad of supervillain agendas. The fact that Kathy was paraded as a prize slave in front of the troops lets me know some of who has been complicit in it all. This stuff wasn't happening in a vacuum, and since they're now generations into the slave program, we have a lot to be concerned about. People's minds have been corrupted. The more people we get looking into reality and accepting that there are some very sick white power agendas happening right in our face, the more we can keep our feet on the ground. Of course, not all the perpetrators were white. Whether you're a recovering cult member, a CSA survivor, an SA survivor, or simply learning about mind control as we enter the age of technocracy, one thing is for sure. Kathy O'Brien has risen to the occasion to inform us, her fellow countrymen, and her fellow coercion victims, incest victims, cult and coercion, and charismatic survivors. Perpetrators think alike. It is our responsibility now to recognize the far reach and do what we can in those small moments to stop it. And the bravery of Kathy O'Brien, she's taken that risk and the time to inform all of us. This gets to the heart of mind control and cults, because these bad guys with the ultimate cash and power backing them, they're the ones the cult leaders look up to and emulate. How many generations will we allow them to run this country? How does their behavior continue the incredible slavery we're learning about in this book? The laws, for one, enable slavery when it's done in a certain way. The mind control is real, and they are far more advanced than we ever thought. It's so great that I heard back from Kathy, who wanted me to remind you listeners that many copies of her book are floating around to spread the wrong facts about her story intentionally. And I'm not surprised. She's dealing with the CIA and military and NASA. So please, she asked me to remind you to go to the link trans-formation.com to get a copy. Don't read free and floating around copies, because they're not accurate. Make sure you get the right copy, her copy. Thank you all for listening to Frankie Files podcast and learning about the world of cults. This cult kid became a presidential model, and she lived to tell what happened, and I'm going to help get the word out about that. And we won't take it for granted. Please keep critical thinking. You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae. Find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tees, T-E-E-S.